So tell me, Zane, by the pound, how much silk do the women of the Orient wear?
Most nobles are about 2 pounds per woman.
Heaven smite me! You're joking!
Impossible! Chinese, no joke. Now, I come in with purpose, and
that's
I...
That's a great pity. You know, people with no sense of humor, they die young. You know that, don't you? You'll find out eventually. Believe me, it's true. I know. Hold on, hold on. I just had this brilliant thought. You must send some women from China to me. There would be a great novelty at my court for once. Everything that I want will go according to plan. My wife would be jealous, my nobles would be delighted, and I would be very, very pleased. What do you think, Sam? Can you do it? Can you... Don't worry about your emperor, okay? If he has a problem with it, you send him to me. Can you do it? That's all I'm asking.
With pleasure, Your Majesty. I shall give you the finest woman
actually,
in
all... Actually, on second, I don't. The Queen, God have mercy on me, will not let me be until I procure 10 pounds of silk for her and all her ladies-in-waiting into the bargain. Can you imagine what a strain it would put on me financially? She might even want some for that soldier who frequents her gathering salt, and they must think I'm blind. They must think I'm stupid. Do they honestly think that I can see the past the end of my nose? I know when my wife is having an affair with another man. You know, if there was ever a feeling that could put you on top of the world, it's the feeling of killing your wife's lover. When that happens, you go into a whole other world. Tell me, Zeng, have you ever had that pleasure?
Oh, no. I'm not married.
Impossible, Zeng. You have clear-cut features, long earlobes, stride like a tiger's, a voice clear and vibrant. Heavens might be to the ground if I can see how man was ever born so fortunate and not born a eunuch. Oh, what I would give.
Remember what you wish for, friend. Your wish may not be granted. Take Columbus, for example. He practically begged Queen Isabella on bended knees to go on to the first voyage to the New World. Now, he is brought back in chains from his third voyage. Something I might add, Vasco da Gama, one of my finest sailors, would never do.
Henry, what are you doing here? You're looking scruffier than usual. Your wife giving you a hard time, believe me, I know what it's like. Oh, never mind. Forget Columbus. How goes with it, Africa?
Never better, Tsar. We always put up a new cross with each record's heading voyage, which is quite often, I might. And what of you? Who is that with you?
Oh-ho, well, I have quite a treat for you. This is Zheng He, emissary from the fabled land of the Orient. You know, he has one boat bigger than 6 of yours put together. What do you think of that, eh?
Indeed. Do you speak French, Monsieur E?
Oui, most noble prince. It's one condition upon which my visit rested. May I...
Charming. Peter, very curious shoes. Where did he get those?
From the same place where women wear 2 pounds of silk and consider it their bathrobes.
Amazing, yet... Yet quite strange.
Pardon me, most noble majesties, but I see 2 women approaching. And may
what?
I...
What are you talking about? I can't see any... By the beard of St. Peter, you were right to say that women approach. Will you look at that?
Pleasant as the thoughts may be, I would not trifle with those women, Peter. Unless my eyes do mistake me, that is the entourage of Isabel of Spain and Josephine of France.
Beard of Rasputin! I think you're right. But one can dream. There's no rule that says anyone can dream. If you can't do anything, at least you can dream. Here they come. All right, well, hey, we can talk to them. Hey, there's no rule that says we can't talk to them. You know, if we can do anything, at least we can talk to them. All right, here they come. What ho, Royal Majesties! Where do you go on such a fine morning?
Who dares to address us?
Who dares to address us?
It's that oafish brute, the Russian Tsar. He eats rust by hand and labors in the shipyards. Did you hear how he addressed me?
My dear Queen, did you hear how he addressed me? Look at them. Never have I seen such monstrous men. And I have seen many